You're listening to Swimming World Radio. I'm your host, Brent Rutemeller. We caught up with Frank Bush, head coach for the University of Arizona, after setting the 800 free relay NCAA record last night, to talk a little bit about racing order strategy for relays. Thanks for joining us here, Frank.
My pleasure, Brent. Relay order is a very important part for lots of reasons, the chemistry of your team and what you think people are capable of doing, but it's also very important depending on what the relay is. I just thought we'll start with the 800 and maybe work our way back. But
so it's no longer the classic stick the last guy, fastest guy last and your slowest guy third?
Well, that depends. If we were swimming a 200 free relay and we wanted to be in clear water, sometimes it's best to go fastest to slowest, because you want to give your weaker swimmer every opportunity to be on top of the water and not be in a whole lot of turbulence. So in the 200 free relay, a lot of times you'll see the fastest swimmer up front, and it might be a reverse order that way. In the 400 free relay, it can be similar to that, in that you don't want to be swimming from behind in a real turbulent pool. It just does not benefit you to be far behind. So when you're swimming a 400 relay like we did this morning, in this particular case, we've got a fresh swimmer who's not swimming any individual events today. That's Albert Subritz, who is one of the fastest guys here in the meet, obviously. So we let him off to get us into some fast water, or calm water as we call it, with the idea that we would put some, maybe a couple of slower guys on the relay this morning just to get it qualified. So it just depends on what you think the status of the race will be at any given time, and then you make a call as a coach as to where you think your athletes will race best from. Are they good eyeball to eyeball? Are they better front runners? Or can they come from behind and it doesn't matter?
Let's go into the 800 free relay last night. And what an awesome race. You guys blew away the NCAA record by over 2 seconds. Where was the strategy there with your leadoff all the way through each leg?
Well, I decided to put Nicholas Nilo up front, because Nicholas is he's at a stage in his career where you can tell him, Nicholas, just make sure that you put your hand on the wall first and we'll be just fine. So he'll do anything in his power to race anybody, and it's not even really so much about how he's racing, it's how somebody else is racing. And I knew that the other teams are going to lead off with some of their best stuff. So
Nicholas is just a pure racer in your mind?
Yes, he's a guy that knows how to finish a race. If you're in front, he's going to get you. And so he's probably, between he and Adam, they might be our best come from behind guys, but I just knew that most teams are going to put their fastest guys up front.
So you knew the field. You knew what the other teams were lining up on that first leg.
Yeah, you can, just from past experience, you pretty much know that you don't want to get far behind in the 800 relay. It's just way too difficult to catch up. So you want to make sure that you're in the hunt with your lead off leg.
And your second leg?
Well, on my second leg was a young freshman who has had just a great meet so far, John Besson. And in John's case, he probably knows pace better than any of the guys that swam on that relay. So if you just kind of watched him, compared him to the other guys that he swam against, the other guys were out over a half a second faster on their first 50. And John wound up coming into our number third person, which is Darian Townsend, who had won the 200, and probably gave Darian, finished the race so well because he was so fresh at the end and knows his pace so well.
And when you talk about pace, what is he doing on that 200, the first 100, differently than the second 100?
Well, if there's one thing I would tell all the coaches out there, when you're swimming an 800 relay, you have a tremendous amount of adrenaline in your athletes, and the last thing you want them to do is overswim their first 50. So, as I call it, it's just an old saying, the horse is ready to run, you don't need to whip it. So just let the adrenaline flow, and try not to use your kick at all, other than just for balance on the first 50, because if you overswim the first 50, you're going to pay for it in the last 75. So we instruct our guys to just be patient. It's better to be the hunter than be the hunted in that particular case. So in John's case, he came through with a great split. I think he was 133. And
John had the discipline to do that.
Yes, absolutely. And that's really a key thing. So we dove in pretty much even. And after the first 50, John was behind a couple other guys. They were just going lights out early on. And then John, you could just watch John sort of step on it a little bit more in the second 50 and the third 50 and just put the field away. Came into Darian Townsend with about a body length and a half lead. And then Darian just who's swimming, who's on his game right now, was just so easy. He likes to swim out in front, and I just felt like that was where he would be at that particular time. And sometimes when a guy like Darian, who has such easy speed, dives in, and the other teams are trying to catch him, they'll overswim their first 50 every single time. And when that happens, you've got the other teams where you want them. They've kind of pulled the plug too early on their swim, and there's no catching up. And you just spread the lead. And by the time Darian hit the wall, I think we had probably a 3-body length lead for Adam. And as Adam told me last night,
that's Adam Ritter.
Adam Ritter, who was third in the 200 last night and won the 200 IM the night before. As Adam said, he said, the camera was the only thing that was distracting me. I was trying to smile because it kept following me up and down the pool. So it's just, and Adam has been historically for us in his 4 years. We have, since his freshman year, he has anchored most of all of our relays, and he has just developed into being one of the best anchor guys we've ever had.
So there was no question who's going to anchor that relay for you?
Absolutely none. You don't get by Adam Ritter. That's his MO. You don't get by him.
So now going to, you talked a little bit about the 400 freestyle relay. Shaking up a little bit in the morning, just trying to get placement, I'm assuming,
yes,
in the top eight. And then tonight, what's going to happen in the
final
race?
Well, we're going to change things up a little bit, and we're going to have our fastest guys up there. But when you swim this many events in such a short period of time, 3 days, you want to try and rest your horses wherever you can. So that's the whole point.
Yeah. What are you looking for tonight?
Well, I really believe our guys can. I think we've got a shot to break 250. I don't know if that's going to be fast enough to win, but I just feel like we've got a great relay tonight, and our guys they'll relay up well.
Any order placement? Are you looking pure splits? Are you looking heart, guts?
I'll probably during the break, I'll sort of go with my gut.
Okay.
After I watch the hundreds.
Well, good luck, Coach Bush.
Thanks, man. Thanks.